This is 848 on Chicago Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Steve Edwards. Last weekend, writer Tom Montgomery Fate took his daughters on a monthly ritual. But his efforts to teach his daughters an important lesson taught him something even more valuable.
Early on the last Saturday of the month, my daughters and I collect water samples for a Sierra Club study of a small nearby river. They never want to go. Way too early in the morning, way too much car time. But when I promise donuts and chocolate milk on the way to the river, they are persuaded. At 7 a.m., we gather the metal pail, 25 feet of light rope, a thermometer, a roll of masking tape, a black marker, and three quart-sized mason jars. After the donut run, we head out to our three assigned sites on the DuPage River. The DuPage is slow and shallow, rarely more than 20 feet across. Each of our collection sites is 5 miles further west from our home. One is in a town, one in a subdivision, and one on the edge of the country. When we arrive at the first bridge, the girls run down the grassy incline to the dirt bank. They throw in sticks and handfuls of oak leaves to see what the moving water will do with them. Soon, we retrieve our bucket, climb up on the bridge, walk out to the middle, tie the rope to the heavy wire handle of the steel bucket, and drop it down for a clean sample. They love the wild unraveling of the rope as the bucket drops, and the tinny hollow kerplunk it makes when it hits the water 15 feet below. The distant pull of the current on their hands shocks and delights them. How can a gallon or two of water dangling on the end of a rope be so heavy? We pull the bucket up. Abby pours a sample in the jar, measures the temperature, and considers the clarity. Tessa records the time and date. After repeating the procedure at the next two sites, we deliver all three samples to the tester, who will do the chemistry workup. Sometimes, after we collect a sample, the girls want to stay longer at the river, to look for frogs or braid grass or poke a stick in a school of minnows and watch them shift directions. I feel the pull of these rituals from my own childhood, and am often disappointed that my motivation to collect the samples has become so narrow, so pragmatic. I want to make a difference, and I want our kids to want to make a difference. The Sierra Club study reveals that the DuPage River is overloaded with phosphorus from fertilizer and treatment plant runoff. Thus, it is choking with algae, which eventually depletes the oxygen that frogs, fish, and other aquatic life need to survive. Later, when I gave the girls a newspaper article explaining all this, they weren't interested. I began to read the article to them, and they rolled their eyes and laughed. I finally got it. They would rather read the river itself. They learn by exploring. This is a lesson they have taught me over and over. The best way to teach others and ourselves to save the world is to belong to it, heart and soul.
Tom Montgomery Fate teaches writing at the College of DuPage. His forthcoming book, Steady and Trembling, is due out in October.